All right, thanks for having me. Let me get situated here. Yeah, so I'm, you know, to some of you guys, I'm Pastor Kelly. To some of you, I'm Uncle Kel. To some of you, I'm Uncle KK. All my nieces and nephews call me Uncle KK. To some of you, a couple of you, I'm Daddy, right? You call me whatever you want, except for my daughters. They got to call me Daddy. But yeah, I'm really thankful just to be here and share God's word with you. We're, again, in this middle of this three-week series on the Generosity Initiative. And yes, we're raising money for a building, but really the pastors, and I want you to catch this, they want you to grow in generosity. It's not just about a building, it's about growing. Some of us wrote down prayers as we started this initiative, and my prayer was this, that our young people would grow in the area of money. You guys, right here, are the future of our church. And I want Lighthouse to be known as a generous church, right? When you're generous to your friends at school or your friends here at Lighthouse, you are sharing the love of God with them, and that's huge, right? Many people don't agree with what Christians believe, but our generosity can be one way of reaching them for God. They may decline to hear what you have to say about God, but rarely will they refuse your generosity, your practical love to them. I think one thing that I was thinking about when it comes to generosity and money is that in some way, somehow, we're learning about money, right? It could be from our friends, right? We see what others have or they get to do, and that shapes what we think about money. Or we learn things about money in social media, right? But basically, we may be learning about money from what the world says. Right? The world says money is a savior. It says money is security. The world says money is the source of happiness and joy. The world points to money as a god. Well, we really need to realize the truth about money and generosity that comes from God's word. So today, we're going to be looking at God's word to learn about giving. And in addition to what we learn about in God's word about giving, I wanted to give examples from my life of people that I've seen live out God's truth when it comes to giving and generosity. So today we're going to be looking at 2 Corinthians 8, and it's a place where we'll find some of the best teaching on giving. So maybe you can flip, yeah, there we go. Let me read this for us. It says this, "We want to know, brothers, about the grace of God that has been given among the churches of Macedonia. For in a severe test of affliction, their abundance of joy and their extreme poverty have overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For they gave according to their means, as I can testify, and beyond their means, of their own accord, begging us earnestly for the favor of taking part in the relief of the saints. And this not as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then